Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. Tom Ackerman with you. It is an absolute treat to be able to bring you coverage down here in Jupiter, Florida. It's been a lot of fun. And this is our final day here, so thanks to everyone who has contributed, both from the radio station, the Cardinals Radio Network, and, of course, for all of you listening along. It has been a blast. Before we get to Lute's Fantasy Deal, just one other note about the Blues I thought I found interesting with relation to postseason play, because we've been talking about the NCAA tournament in basketball. But the NCAA Men's Hockey Regional will be announced. The four teams coming to St. Louis will be announced at 5:30 today on ESPN2. Minnesota, Snuggerud, the Blues prospect, probably not, but DU and some other schools with players with St. Louis connections are possible. Limited seats are available for sale next week for any fans interested in the action, March 29th and March 31st for a spot in the Frozen Four. The Frozen Four will be in St. Louis next year for the first time since 2007. There is a lot happening in St. Louis. This city is back on the rise as the premier sports city in America. And here's some proof right now. Lutz Fahnensteel, sporting director of St. Louis City SC. He can tell you that firsthand. That was fun last night, wasn't it? I know you want those 3 points, Lutz, but it was a great scene once again as City is able to get a point. How are you doing?
Hey, no bad. Actually, I'm a bit jealous. I mean, I think you must be now since like 3 months in Florida.
someone's got to do it.
So it's not too bad. Yeah, bittersweet again. It's like it's lots of draws. It's always this moment when you believe we had a great start to the game. I think the first 25 minutes you played some good football, big 20 chances. We were all over the team, but then somehow it happened now the second time in 2-3 weeks that we score a goal and, you know, we haven't even finished celebrating yet, and the announcer haven't even said that Yaro scored a goal, and boom, on the other side we concede. That's something which shouldn't happen. You know, it's you have to keep the focus, and kind of that's the moment which is changing the momentum of the game, and that happened yesterday as well. You know, you're in control, yeah, you look comfortable, you're doing lots of things right, and then one moment, one mistake, and it's 1-1, and then you start to chase again. I make it 2-1, and in the end of the day, the second half, we just really had to try, work, and grind, and try to get something back. And yeah, exciting game to watch because it was exciting till the last second. I mean, we played 14 minutes extra time, which is crazy. I don't want to. You will ask me anyway, so I wait for your question about that yesterday. But overall, yeah, it's a draw. I'm not too sure if I should smile because we came back again from being down, or if I should be miserable because we need another W.
Well, it would be fun to watch you blast somebody. I mean, win one like 5-1 or something like that, like you did against Cincinnati last year. But it's hard. I mean, it's Major League Soccer. You don't want a game you don't want to put yourself in a position where a game can be determined by an official's call or a non-call, or, you know, a game of inches where if the ball just would have gone this way or that way. You know, you want to win a lopsided game, but it's difficult, isn't it, at this level, Lutz?
Yeah, it's very tight, you know, especially early on in the season. Some teams are not even complete yet. There is still some transfers loose. You also see it if you look at the table now. Some of the top teams are lower down. Others, which are not really rated that high, are pretty high up. So you can't really tell too much about. On a positive note, 5 games in, we're still unbeaten. But look at the table and look at the points. Last year, we also had the same situation. 5 games unbeaten, but we have 15 points. Now, we don't have that many. You know, we only have 7, so it's basically halfway there. But then again, you know, we still unbeaten. That's important for the head as well. And, yeah, it was a difficult game to play yesterday because I think there was lots of decisions and also the way DC decided to play the game. Rolling on the ground, and when the keeper starts time wasting after 20 minutes, you know, it just gives you something to think of. So if you look at the net game time we played yesterday compared to other games we played, it was a bit of a shocker. But yeah, that's what happens. You know, they came here to get a dirty point. They got the dirty away point, and we still need to do certain things to be better.
No, I understand it. You know, it's people who don't follow soccer would watch that and say, you know, what is the deal here? I mean, you know, these players are rolling around on the ground. The trainers keep coming out. I mean, you know, it's breaking up the game. It's hard to watch sometimes. Here's the quote from Berkey. I wanted you to respond to this if you can. He said, "I think the frustration from our side was because I've never seen a team wasting time so much and the referee not doing anything." Berkey said, "I thought the goalkeeper lost a leg, but then all of a sudden he was still able to kick the ball almost to my box. So I told the ref, is it not obvious? And then he asked me, yeah, what can I do? And I felt like, yeah, you have 2 cards in your pocket. Use them if you have to. I mean, control the game. Don't let the game control you or the other team control you or control the game. It's unfortunate, but I'm pretty sure DC is not the only team doing that. I think we will try to when we are winning, not when we are in a draw." That's from your goalkeeper, Berkey. What's the reaction there, Lutz?
I just, Tom, I just leave the sentence. I didn't know he speaks second English, but it's perfect. I think I just leave the sentence the way he said it. You know, I think very well summed up. Definitely the way DC decided to play it, and there's always opportunities, obviously, to go against something like that. Then again, the last thing, I think you never ever heard me in my time here to complain about an official, because I still believe that things will equal each other out during the season. Just happened yesterday. You know, it was scrappy. It was tough. Again, you come here against a team which, after being 2-1 up, they decided to stop playing football and just try to pick up something, which they did. So in the end of the day, it's all about winning and losing in professional sports, and they got what they wanted. So, you know, well done, DC. They got their road point, and they somehow deserved it. So no point to complain about them. It's no point to complain about the referee. You know, it's always first look in the mirror and what could we have done better. And there is obviously always things you can do better. And next time, if we create that amount of chances, we just have to score one more the opposition, and we will be okay. So, but what Roman said, obviously, directly after the game, that's a feeling not just Roman had, that's a feeling I think especially the fans had out there watching it, and it was not easy. I mean, Bradley also said it after the game. It was a tough one for the fans. So, they are still very happy that they were sold out. They were patient. They supported us to the last moment, and then it's for us, time again, the next home games against Dallas and Austin to make up for that point we lost yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good one from that standpoint. That quote, by the way, was from a story, if you want to read the rest of it, Tom Timmerman, St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He does a nice job. Lutz, you always do a great job. We love listening to the games on Y98, and we appreciate you on KMOX on these Sunday mornings. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back in St. Louis.
Enjoy the sun. One more day, my friend.
Yeah, one more. That's all I got. Lutz Vandensteel on KMOX when we come back. a rundown of everything happening down here with the Cardinals. Back in a moment on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.